Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to a really powerful, beautiful experience. If you have a desire to understand the whole Catholic spiritual life better, if you just want to grow more deeply in prayer and virtue, but also if you have a desire to have real impact, to help others grow in their spiritual life, we've really developed a fantastic program. It's called the Catholic Spiritual Mentoring Program. It's designed to help you go deeper in the spiritual life and then equip you with very practical tools to help the people in your life, your family, your friends, your colleagues, but also to be available to be a spiritual mentor for others. If you have a desire to grow and to help others, this is for you. Our next cohort, our next session begins this spring, 2026. All you got to do is go to schooloffaith.com and just click on Become a Spiritual Mentor today. Today we continue with our deeper conversion through the Beatitudes. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Well, what is a pure heart? We know it's something good. In fact, Jesus names it as one of the marks of blessedness at the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. But what does that really mean? Are you pure of heart? Am I? Let's begin by understanding what purity actually is. Purity means something is unmixed and undiluted. Pure gold, for example, has no other metals mixed in. It's just gold. A pure chemical substance is completely homogeneous, not a mixture, but a single unified substance throughout. So something is pure when it is consistent and whole, not divided, not mixed. That helps, but now let's ask, what does it mean for a heart to be pure? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Something becomes impure when it's contaminated. You don't have pure drinking water if there's anything in it besides H2O, like a dead fly or dirt or some toxic chemical. That's not pure water. There are too many foreign substances present for the water to be considered pure. So what is it that makes our hearts impure? What contaminates them? Here it is. Our hearts become impure whenever we place anything above God. That's what defiles the heart. When we fall in love with something more than God. Whenever we believe we need that thing in order to be happy or safe, then our hearts are no longer pure. In other words, idols make our hearts impure. We say we believe in God, and we do believe in God. But we say that He's the most important thing in our life, and that union with Him in heaven will be perfect happiness. Yet, we try to blend idol worship into our hearts. We treat some good thing in this world as though it were equally non-negotiable, as though it were just as necessary for happiness as God Himself. Now, we may think professional success is essential because our identity and our self-worth, well, they're built on it. And we may even treat our children or grandchildren as the most important thing in the world, pouring all our time and attention into them. Or we could fixate on our health as the highest good, letting it consume our energy and focus. These are idols. An idol can be a romantic relationship, an erotic experience, entertainment, accomplishments, financial security. And deep down, we act and feel as though we need these things, as though we can't live without them, as though we must have them no matter what. Now, whenever I do a meditation like this, I get a number of people who message me denying they have idols. But we all have our idols. Whatever keeps us from spending substantial time with God in prayer, or whatever dominates our thoughts when we are in prayer, those are our idols. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. So, all of our hearts are compromised by idolatry. How then can our hearts be purified? How can we become blessed? How can we be made fit to see God? Scripture is clear. We must go through a purification process. And another word for purification is purgation. And I don't mean you just wait until purgatory. It's something we're supposed to do here, now, in this life. One of the most common biblical images for this purgation is the refining of gold or silver. How are these precious metals purified? How are contaminants removed? Well, they have to be subjected to intense heat, uncomfortable, burning heat, so that impurities can rise and be separated. Listen how Scripture describes the purifying of our hearts through fire, suffering, and trial. Isaiah tells us, "See, I have refined you like silver, testing you in the furnace of affliction." And Malachi relates, "But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire. He will sit refining and purifying, refining them like gold or silver." And Peter tells us, "In this we rejoice, although now for a little while we may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of our faith, more precious than gold, that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor. So, purifying our hearts, removing the idolatry, it's going to hurt, but it's worth it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Why does purifying the heart involve pain? Why does it require suffering? Here's why. Our hearts are impure because we've given them to something other than God. We've built our happiness on something less. We've made an idol of some thing in this world. And when that thing is taken away, what do we call it? We call it heartbreak. If a woman believes her happiness depends on the love of a particular man and he leaves her, she's heartbroken. And if a man builds his identity on success and then fails, he is heartbroken. If any of us sets our heart on something in this world, well, things of this world all will eventually end or fail. They'll fall apart. They will disappoint. And we, too, will be heartbroken. But if that heartbreak teaches us to place our happiness in God alone, then that pain becomes purification. And this purification leads to the ultimate happiness Jesus promised. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So what is it that you think you can't live without? What thing in this world do you believe is essential? What idol is contaminating your heart? Now, I know all too painfully well what my three idols are. Now, that's something for me, God, my confessor, and my spiritual director. But I know them. And we will only find true happiness once those idols are removed, once we are detached, and once we're at peace with the thought of letting them go, that's when the process of purification truly begins. Idols are like addictions, and the first step toward healing is to admit we are powerless. And then we surrender to God. The most powerful way to do this is to consecrate yourself to Jesus and Mary, and then consecrate that idol, that addiction to them, every single day. But we have to practice self-denial in concrete ways that help us detach from that specific idol. And we beg God to send us the grace and the circumstances that will help us let go. So we beg the divine refiner to purify our heart with his fire, so that all the dross may be burned away and we may shine like the sun with the angels and saints, with a pure and undivided love for God, delighting in the only one who can satisfy our heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to let you know of something very alarming going on in the Holy Land. Over the last couple of years, Christian pilgrimage has completely stopped. And because of that, the Palestinian Christians who work in the pilgrimage industry have no work and are having to leave the country. And because we're losing the Christians there and there are no pilgrims, our holy sites are being closed. I just spoke with a friend of mine today in Jerusalem, and that the church over the Garden of Gethsemane is closed because there's no one there. A thousand years ago, the Crusaders risked their life to ensure that the holy sites would remain open. We have a mission. We have to go on pilgrimage to the Holy Land to ensure that these churches stay open, the most sacred site on the planet. So I'm leading a pilgrimage to Jerusalem November 8th. This is right around the corner. It is perfectly safe in Israel. No one's there. This will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to these holy sites without having to stand in line with crowds. If you want to go with me on this mission to help keep our sacred sites open by bringing pilgrims, then just go to schooloffaith.com and click on pilgrimages, and you'll find the information for the Holy Land there. Join me on this special mission to help keep our sites open. Well, Teresa, what caught your attention with this?
You know, I actually think I just don't have any idols.
Don't send me any messages.
I won't. I definitely have idols. And I can tell.
Do you really? Because when I was your age, I could not see mine at all. It's taken me. I mean, I really didn't start seeing them clearly until, really honestly, until I was in my 50s.
I'll tell you what, I, especially spending all this time in prayer, I think the perfect diagnosis is just asking yourself what distracts you in prayer. And for me,
Yes.
it's really only ever two things. And one of the biggest things that is so distracting to me all the time, I'm always thinking about it. If I seem like I'm gazing off into nowhere, if I'm in the middle of a conversation about something really important, the thing I'm actually thinking about is writing. All I'm thinking about is books that I'm working on, projects that I'm working on.
And so I'm going to ask you a kind of a deeper question. So is it because you really like the writing, or is it because there's something missing in your life until this project is completed? Or what is the aspect
Depends on the
of
moment. Part of it is just that it is how I feel my mind has always worked. Like, it doesn't feel like a process that I can turn off. If something strikes me, or someone says something interesting, or I see something interesting, my mind starts spinning it into something. But there are definitely moments where I'm past a deadline or something, and I feel like all I can think about is how can I get over this hurdle? And everything else falls to the wayside because I'm not satisfied until I finish what I started.
Okay, let me ask you,
So that is part of it.
but
But the other part is just not being able to
but
compartmentalize.
when you say not satisfied, because what do you mean by I'm not, what does that mean, I'm not satisfied until it's finished?
Well, this is a tricky rabbit hole to go down because I do find it quite satisfying when I finish. When I get a chapter done or something, I'm like, I'm on cloud nine. It's unbelievable.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But
But I shouldn't feel the level of stress or incompleteness in the rest of my life before
because
something like that is done.
now you've used another profound word, incompleteness.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I think on one level, it's a very good human thing to want to be creative, finish a job well done, rest in it, delight in it. We should do that.
But on the other hand, I will say, as much as I feel like I constantly have the desire to be like, oh, I'm sure this idol isn't satisfying, but let me find out for myself. I'll tell you something about writers, very famously. There has never been such a prolific group of dissatisfied, disgruntled alcoholics in all of history. And those are the successful ones. Like they are not the happiest of people. I
And why
can't
not?
think of, maybe it's the innate comparison and the pretentious nature of writing. It's a petri dish for pride. It's obsessive. It's all-consuming. Also, writing never ends. You finish one chapter, there's another chapter, or there's a way to rewrite that chapter, or there's a whole nother book, or there's some white whale off in the distance that you'll never actually catch. And for some people, like Herman Melville, it was a white whale that he could never quite catch, but
Do you think for someone like Dumas, that writing, the capturing the perfect novel, if they could just capture that and people would recognize it, then they would be someone?
And most of them were someone for a moment. And then, like Dumas, you spend all of your money, you tarnish your reputation, you die in poverty. That's how a lot of them go.
What
There
if
are
you?
just, there's no real satisfaction and completeness in it.
Yeah, but what if we could come from another angle? What if we could start from, instead of starting from an incompleteness that I'm trying to find in this work, what if we could come from another angle? If we could start with completeness. Wait a minute. God made me. I'm a daughter of God. He gave me gifts. I am complete. I'm complete. And now from that fullness, we just write.
You can just write and it's just a nice thing and it doesn't define you and it can be good or bad, or some people could like it and some people won't, because that's the reality either way.
Yeah. But you could still write with all the vigor and all the creativity and put all the thought in and complete it and delight
and
it.
And just not worry about the outcome.
It's coming from a completeness or from or from an emptiness.
Because I think we've talked about this a long, long time ago, which is when you want it to be perfect, when you are that obsessive about it, when it is your idol, it's not even giving it the best chance it has anyways. Being detached from it gives you the real freedom and confidence to just write with passion and love and excitement.
Yeah. I always love talking with you because you use words very precisely, satisfied, incompleteness. And they point to much deeper realities. I think writing's a great analogy for this. But any endeavor where something great is being built.
I just think it happens a lot when it's like, it's your profession or your identity. And like you just said, it's your family is your job and your identity.
Yeah. It's really
easy.
That's
really dangerous.
Yeah. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.